理课堂听 class.com。
Judas sells out. Judas Iscariot was one of Jesus' disciples. He was not as loyal and faithful as the others. He still believed in his heart that money was the most important thing on earth. When Lazarus' sister Mary poured expensive perfume on Jesus' feet, it made Judas very angry. He told Jesus they should sell the perfume to get money for the poor. But since Judas took care of the money, he thought he could put some aside for himself. Judas knew the Jewish priests and Pharisees wanted to lay a trap for Jesus. He figured they would pay a high price to get their hands on him. So he went to the priests at night and asked what they would pay to have Jesus brought to them.
"We will give you 30 pieces of silver," the priest said.
That was a lot of money, so Judas planned how he could turn over Jesus to the priests. It was time for the disciples to prepare the meal they would serve for the Passover feast.
"Where will we have our Passover meal?" the disciples asked Jesus.
"Go into the city and look for a man carrying a pitcher of water," he said. "Follow him back to the house and ask to see the owner. Ask him which room the master will use during the Passover meal." The disciples did as Jesus told them to do. When they found the man's house, he showed them a large room upstairs that was already set up with tables and chairs. They found everything they needed to fix the unleavened bread and other food that was a part of the Passover dinner. That evening, Jesus arrived at the house to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. After they sat down, Jesus said something that disturbed them very much. "One of you sitting at this table will turn me in to my enemies," he said. The disciples looked at each other. They couldn't believe one of them would betray Jesus. This made them sad. Later that evening, Jesus took the bread that was on the table and broke it into little pieces. "This is my body," he said. "Take it." Then he passed his cup around the room and told each disciple to drink from it. "This is my blood that is shed for many people," he said. "I want you to drink it and remember me." After dinner, Jesus got up from the table. He took off the robe he was wearing over his clothes. Then he took a towel and tied it around his waist. The disciples wondered what Jesus planned to do. He took a bowl of water, set it on the floor, and started to wash the disciples' feet. Peter spoke up.
"You will never wash my feet," he said. "That is servant's work, and you are our master."
But Jesus told him they should learn something from what he was doing. "If I do not wash your feet, then you will not be a part of me," he said. "You should wash one another's feet as I have washed yours. I have given you an example of how you should treat one another. You should be good to one another the same way I have been good to each one of you. If you have learned this lesson and follow it from now on, you will live in peace and happiness with one another." John wanted to know which disciple planned to betray Jesus. He leaned over to Jesus and whispered in his ear.
"Lord, who is it?" he said.
"I will hand this bread to that person," Jesus told John. Then he took the bread and handed it to Judas. "Go now and do what you must do," Jesus said to Judas. No one knew what Jesus meant. They thought that Jesus had sent Judas out to get food and drink for the feast. Now,
God will be glorified, Jesus said to the others. Then he told them he was getting ready to go away to a place where they could not come.
I want to go with you, Peter cried out. You know I would do anything for you.
Is that true? Jesus said. I tell you now that before the cock crows today, you will deny that you know me 3 times. Jesus is arrested. Jesus led the disciples to a garden called Gethsemane, outside the city. He took Peter, James, and John with him to stay with him and told everyone else to stand guard. And they saw him go ahead from them and fell to the ground, praying to God. When Jesus came back to the place he had left the 3 disciples, he found them asleep. He was angry with them because they had not stayed awake to keep watch. Jesus awakened the disciples.
Get up now, he said. The person who is betraying me is here.
They saw Judas coming toward them with a group of soldiers and priests from the temple.
The person I will kiss is the man you want, Judas whispered to the soldiers.
Then he walked over to greet Jesus with a kiss.
Why have you come here? Jesus asked, even though he knew the answer.
We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, one of the soldiers said.
I am he, Jesus answered.
Peter pulled his sword and cut off the ear of one of the men.
Put that sword away, Jesus said to him. This is the way my Father wants it.
Then Jesus said, Why are you arresting me here like I was a thief?
You could have taken me while I was in the temple.
Jesus' disciples were very afraid. They ran away as the soldiers tied up Jesus and took him back to Jerusalem. All that night, the priests and religious leaders questioned people, wanting to find someone who had seen Jesus do or say something wrong. Then they could convict Jesus and have him put to death. One by one, witnesses were brought in, but none of them gave stories that made Jesus look like a criminal.
I heard him say he could tear down the temple and build it back in 3 days, said one witness. What do you say about that? The high priest asked Jesus.
Jesus said nothing.
Are you or are you not Christ, the Son of God? The priest yelled.
I am, Jesus said. Soon you will see me sitting at the right hand of God.
Did you hear that? The priest shouted. What more proof do we need? This man actually thinks he is the Son of God.
Everyone began to yell that Jesus should be crucified. They spit at him. The servants covered his face so he could not see. Peter followed the soldiers to find out where they were taking Jesus. Then he was questioned whether he was a disciple of Jesus 3 times by some of the servants of the high priest. At the moment he denied it the last time, the cock crowed. Remembering the word of the Lord, Peter went out and wept bitterly. A big mistake. After the priests paid Judas 30 pieces of silver, they left Judas alone to think about what he had done. Although he was now a rich man, Judas was not happy about how he had gotten his money. The morning after Jesus was taken prisoner, Judas learned that the priests were planning to have Jesus killed. He felt very badly because he had not wanted Jesus to be harmed. Maybe if he returned the money to the priests, they would let Jesus go. Judas took the silver and ran back to the temple.
I have made a big mistake, Judas said to the priests.
I have turned in an innocent man.
Who cares about what you think? They said.
So Judas dropped the money on the table and left. Later, the priest discovered Judas had hanged himself. They knew then they could not keep the money Judas left them. They used the silver to buy a piece of land where strangers could be buried. People called it the Field of Blood because Judas died for it. The Trial. Once the Jewish priests and religious leaders decided Jesus was guilty, they took him into Jerusalem to stand trial before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate.
"This man refused to pay his taxes," they said. "He claims he is Christ, the king."
"Do you claim to be king of the Jews?" Pilate asked Jesus. "So you say," Jesus told him. Pilate did not think Jesus had committed any crime. He wanted to let Jesus go. But the leaders did not agree. Pilate learned Jesus was from Galilee, so he sent him to Herod, the ruler of Galilee, who was also in Jerusalem. Herod questioned Jesus for a long time. He wanted Jesus to perform a miracle. But when Jesus refused to speak to him, Herod made fun of Jesus, and he sent Jesus back to Pilate. Meanwhile, Pilate told the chief priests and rulers that neither he nor Herod found Jesus guilty of a crime.
"What shall we do with him?" he asked.
Bearing the Cross. The people answered Pilate's question about what to do with Jesus. They wanted him killed. But Pilate knew that because it was Passover, he could let one prisoner go free.
"I am letting Jesus go. He has done nothing that he should be put to death for," Pilate said. "Do away with him," the people yelled. "Free Barabbas."
Barabbas was another prisoner being held on a murder charge.
"But if I give you Barabbas, what will I do with Jesus?" Pilate asked. "Crucify him! Crucify him!" the people shouted.
What the people said saddened Pilate. Still, he had to do what the people wanted, or else they might start a riot in protest. He asked that a bowl of water be brought to him. With all the people watching, Pilate rinsed his hands.
"I am washing the innocent blood of Jesus from my hands," he said. "I'll not be responsible for what happens to him now."
The soldiers quickly carried out the order given to them. They took Jesus away, stripped off his clothes, and beat him. Then they threw a purple robe over his shoulders. One soldier twisted a thorny vine into a crown shape and put it on Jesus' head.
"Hail to the King of the Jews!" they shouted.
Some took reeds and hit Jesus' head. They kneeled down before him, spitting on him, while others stood by and laughed. Once they finished with their cruel jokes, the soldiers pulled the robe away and gave Jesus back his clothes. They brought out the wooden cross on which Jesus would be crucified. Jesus was too weak to carry the cross himself, so they made a man traveling on the road carry it for him. The man's name was Simon. He was a Jew from another country. Simon walked with the group, carrying Jesus' cross up to a place called Golgotha, or Place of the Skull.